For today's report, we have a chance to catch up with Earl Flack, who serves as president for McKay Napa Auto Parts. Earl, great to see you again, and thanks for stopping by to visit with us.
Hey, thank you, Katie, for taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us as well.
It's a fun month out of the year, Farmers Appreciation Month, and farmers are very important to McKay Napa. You have a special sale going on, and that starts February 19th.
That's correct, Katie. February 19th through March the 10th, all participating Napa stores, McKay Auto Parts stores, got farm filters on sale, hydraulic hose, hydraulic fluid, batteries, anything you need for that farm, whether it's a UTV, ATV, or a big old green or red tractor, or whatever you need, we got it.
And a lot of those parts and services for, you know, agriculture pieces of equipment might not be what people think about when you think of McKay Napa. I think of just auto sales and services, but you do cater to farmers.
That's correct. We teamed up with a Farm Bureau also, Katie, sometime back, and we have what we call a 31999 farm fleet account. And what that means to you is when you come into our store, whether it's a disc bearing, a belt for a combine, or a belt for a tractor, a water pump, fuel pump, whatever it might be, we've got a special pricing built for our farmers because that's the core of what we do. We're wholesale and we are retail, but our farm business is throughout the year, 12 months.
All great opportunities for farmers, and I know they can stop by any of your stores and get more information about what you have to offer. Lots of exciting things to visit with you about today. Number one, McKay Napa Auto Parts is growing. You've got new locations and one in Brown County, which is a little bit of a stretch, but that's got to be exciting to be expanding that much.
Yes, it is, Katie. When Napa came to us about 6-8 months ago and said, hey, we got another opportunity for you guys here at McKay Auto Parts. It's a little out of your wheelhouse a bit, but we think it'll help you grow back towards Litchfield. So it was Mount Sterling, Illinois, a town of 1,900. It's got implement dealers. It's got agriculture. It's got Dot Foods, home headquarters of Dot Foods up there. But it's been a great opportunity for us. We bought the store January 2nd, and we've been working that market really hard up there.
That is so exciting. Future plans, I mean, can we expect to maybe see more stores in that area? Can we talk about that?
We'll talk about it. If Nancy says, Earl, you guys think you guys got enough to do? And I said, oh, no, I'm young. I got plenty of time to go here. But, no, I think Napa will always make opportunities for us. Being from a small town, hometown, we understand business. And of small communities, there's other single Napa jobbers out there that we may reach out and say, hey, do you have an exit plan? If you don't, McKay Auto Parts is here, and we're going to continue to grow. With 22 locations, over 200 employees, plus this is our distribution center here in Litchfield, which kind of fits. We go to Centralia to the south, Jerseyville to the west, over towards Greenville and that area, and then, of course, now up to Mount Sterling. When I tell people where Mount Sterling is at, I said, Quincy and go 40 miles east, you'll find Mount Sterling.
Quite a drive, but as I've said, that is so exciting to be able to expand. And, you know, Earl, you made the point that you're still family-owned, you're local, but you're growing, but that's a good thing.
Yes, it is, and it's due to our employees. You know, we have to have good employees today, and we're hiring kids out of college, whether it be vocational education school, kids out of high school. We like to grow our own, and we have opportunities. Myself, I started as a counterperson back in 1979 and come through this business through Bob and Jim McKay, and they've have high expectations of our people, but that's how I reward them also, with giving them more responsibility, and, of course, with more responsibility comes more pay.
All great things to keep in mind, opportunities at McKay Napa Auto Parts. Earl, another newer store, Fairview Heights, so the opposite direction of Mount Sterling.
Yes, we went to Fairview Heights, Illinois. We opened a brand new store. We did a ground build up in that community. We bought a Carquest store, a local jobber, and stayed in his building for about a year, and then we built a brand new facility across the street. And Fairview Heights is a metropolitan market, but even in a metro area like that, we still have farmers that visit us for hydraulic hoses, batteries, filters, and there's other fleet accounts out there. People think we're just in parts business. Guy who has 2 or 3 semis, 10 semis, we can supply with batteries and hydraulic brake chambers and stuff like that. I always tell Bill Stonebarner, I don't know what it is, but I know we got it.
And I think your turnaround time on parts is pretty quick, so if maybe someone would come to the Litchfield store and you wouldn't have it, you can get it from another location?
That's correct. It's one thing we do well. We transfer in between our stores at least twice a day. We use 2 big 26-foot straight trucks, overnight delivery. Then we leave here about 12:30 every day and head to our stores with vans. So our stores receive at least 2. Our metro stores get about 5 trucks, and then we get a Napa truck out of Mount Vernon every night. So we know that time is money, and whether it's a car in the shop, a farmer doing planting or whatever he's doing, he wants to get that piece of equipment back on the street, or on the field, we're going to get to him quickly.
great to have that service. Earl, another thing about McKay Napa is your community involvement. I don't know how many times I've driven by the Litchfield location and you're cooking pork patties for some local organization, and that's always great. And you have another event that you have a fundraiser for every year.
Make-A-Wish. Jim McKay, about 13 years ago, said, hey, I think we need to be involved in our communities a little bit more, and especially reach kids who have needs, special need children in the school system. So Make-A-Wish has been huge for us. We're 13 years in. Last year, I think we raised $64,000, and we do that through community events and other things going on, but we've raised about $440,000 year-to-date for children, and it's about $6,000 to $8,000 a wish, and there's kids here in Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, all our communities who are granted wishes that it might be a Disney trip, it might be a swim with the dolphins, it might be just a swimming pool in their backyard, but it's great for our staff to give back to the community and see how it rewards our people to see a smile on their face just for a little bit.
Well, I think it's really an awesome thing that you do, and it's nice to sit here and talk with a president of a business and know that you want to give back, and you know that your customer base is a very important part of how successful you are.
That's correct, Katie. Whether we talk about farm days and our farm appreciation, that's what this is all about. But overall, we're involved and engaged in our communities, whether it's hospital, whether it's Little League, whether it's sports association, whatever it might be. That's the thing about doing business with a small company like us. We might be growing by store status, but as far as small town feel, hometown, that's McKay Auto Parts.
Well, it's a great story to tell. Great to sit here and talk with you today, Earl. As far as hours of operation, I'm sure they vary for all of your stores, but generally, are you open 7 days a week, or when can people stop in and see you?
Good question. Yeah, all 22 stores are open through Saturday. Usually they're open between 7 in the morning till 6 in the evening. Metro stores are open till 7 o'clock. Saturday till 4 o'clock, and then we have 5 stores open on Sunday. Litchfield, Hillsboro, Fairview Heights, Granite City, and Carlisle. So we've kind of done that for a reason. They're kind of pocketed, and we see a lot of things happen on Sunday, whether you have an emergency, retail or wholesale or farm-related. So we look to open more stores on Sunday as we can staff them properly. It's one thing to have them open, but you got to have quality people behind the counter, and that's one thing we're proud of at our McKay Auto Parts, that we do training. We do NAPA training. We do ASC training. We try to make sure our staff is well-trained, so when you do come to our store and they talk about an ag bearing or a belt or a battery, that we understand what a Group 31 is or what hydraulic fitting, if it's an O-ring or flat or German. So we try to do as much as we can training our staff, because we want you to feel comfortable when you come in our stores.
That is great to know, and I know that is good for customers when they walk in and somebody knows what they're asking for. Earl, before we wrap up, I think it'd be great to revisit the upcoming sale and what farmers need to know.
Okay, February the 19th through March the 10th, stop by, get Napa filters on sale, as much, I think, 45% off. That's actually 70 off of list. One thing about McKay Auto Parts also, you can always trade that filter back in. So if you trade that tractor off or something happens with that combine, we'll reimburse you for what you paid for it. Batteries Group 31, $79.99. That's made in USA, not brought across the pond or across the sand. Those are actually made in Pennsylvania, as well as other things like hydraulic oils are on sale and hydraulic hose. So just a host of anything you can think for. Stop into McKay store, talk to them about farm sales, and we'll take good care of you.
Great sales and service at McKay Napa Auto Parts. We've been talking with Earl Flack, who serves as president. Earl, great to see you again.
Thanks, Katie, for your time. Talk to you soon.